Okay, as connected to last year, nothing to do with today's year. So as we were speaking and learning afterwards, I realized there were certain things that I wanted to make finer in my mind as far as the how to look at pills. So first of all, let me introduce you to a set of Sfarim it's a good resource. I wouldn't say I agree all the time with their presentation, but it's an excellent resource, and I know it's an amazing organization because I used to work for it. Called Puah, Puriot Refuah Pi Halacha. They now already have 4 volumes. It's an organization that's dedicated itself to helping people that are struggling with fertility issues, as well as discussing halachas that are connected to the topic. So in the first volume, they already now have 4 volumes. Originally, I don't think they had expected to have so many volumes, but so they keep on referring back to earlier books. On pages 178 and 179, so there they have a summary of the halachos. And there, they just say, is a davar pashut. In general, what they do is they paskin above, based on their rabbanim, and then on the bottom, they quote other rabbanim. So they paskin ishish shenotelet gulot sheomrot limnoa dimumim bizman nitlas and ensuich halachos shlevesta. That's how they paskin, that there is no need whatsoever. Okay, so I was looking through some of their mar makomos, and then I realized that one of the issues that we were discussing after Shir that has been vexing me really started from the following place. If you notice, when discussing halachos of pills, I decided to discuss it in the halachos of achila shum, and whether that qualifies as a veses, and whether that's misalik veses at all. Who presents it that way? Rabbi Forst. If you take a look at Rabbi Forst in your booklet, on page 366, and this is in the first volume, He says as follows. On page 366, he writes, it is neither, in regards to pills, it is neither a natural menstruation, since it is induced unnaturally, nor a vesis ha'onas, which is caused in a manner completely external. A vesis ha'onas, excuse me, like vesa kfitzas. A hormonally induced menstruation is caused by outside intervention, but it replicates the body's natural process. This is essentially similar to a veses ha'achilos, in which eating certain foods induced a menstrual flow. So he's the one who points out that at first glance it should fall into that category. Then he says, however, in one aspect, this veset may be stronger than the veses ha'achilos. The effect of hormonal intervention has been clinically tested and proven. Now, he therefore, since he really doesn't take sides on this issue, if you take a look at the bottom of 367, our question, a woman who's on the pills, does she need to keep her Yom HaVeset? That's on the bottom of page 367. He says, keeping Yom HaVeset if she's not expected to menstruate, Poskim disagree concerning a woman who is taking a pill to withhold menstruation and reaches Yom HaVeset or an Ona Beinonis from a natural period. One should discuss this question with the Rav. And then he quotes the Ratbaz, and he quotes a debate of how to understand the Ratbaz. We did not mention the Tzitz Eliezer, which I put into this booklet, who holds you can't be more makel than the Ratbaz when it comes to pills, and we saw that the Ratbaz says that you need 3 times. So he sort of leaves it off with this machlokas haboskim, fair, very fair presentation. I then realized that Rav Vosner's starting place, which is closer to the way we were mekabel from our rabbi in Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, and closer to the way Mechom Puah is paskening, is take a look at Rav Vosner's tshuva. Last in your previous booklet, you have the Shevet Alevi, which is essentially lifting from it, but it was actually even more telling in the tshuva than it is in the Sefer, but it's hardly consistent with the previous photocopies we've had. This appears in Chelik Dalet Simin Sadi Tes Os Tes, if you don't have the photocopy in front of you. Notice how he starts. These are tshuvas that are collected on Keseder and Hilchas Nida, and he's up to Kuf Pei Dalet, And he starts off, Rav Ozner starts off, Hoysa nechves b'machma b'pnei pachad. So he starts off the tshuva talking about nechves b'machves, that a woman who is startled. And he begins to talk, he says, Nestapakti, be'elu anashim shalochos kadurei refua yiduim, shechol na'ako bios havesus, ulushanosa kiduim uforsim any son, im tzrichim lachu shion vesnan haragil ad achshav. Do you need to or don't you need to? In other words, so this crystallized what was quoted to me in the name of Rav Willig Shlita, that Rav Ozner's starting point is not Achila Shum. Because if you go talk about Achila Shum, then you're going to get stuck in with regards to Ona Beinonis, as we got stuck last time from Kuf Pei Dalet Yud Beis. Because over there, what came out according to Shach is that you have to be chosh for Ona Beinonis. So we already said it. We said it, but we didn't say it as I wasn't happy with how sharp we had said it. We had said that it could be it's Misalek as Damin. But it's clear to me that that's Rav Ozner's starting point. And it's very, very different than the starting point, let's say, that Rav Forst has. Rav Forst's starting point was that should be like, it resembles Achil Shum, maybe it's a little stronger. Then he gets stuck in a Machlokas HaPoskim. But if you take a look at Rav Ozner's approach, so he's starting off with Nechles Mechva, and then we're talking about Chazako Misulekas Damim. If we're talking about a Chazako Misulekas Damim, so then in such a case, you could reach a place where you're not going to be Choshesh for the Ona Beinonis at all. So that's, I said to the Chevra afterwards, where we were speaking, I wanted to make this, to refine this a little, so I think that B'siyata D'Shemaya takes care of that. Okay, let's pick up with where we were up to. Yes?
You mentioned that you wanted to say if you did bring a Shkafa on taking birth control pills.
Oh, yes. Okay, thank you for stopping me about that. A couple of points. First of all, when everyone talks about birth control, there are generally, I always thought there was one issue, and now I realized with today's medicine there are two issues. One issue is that the question of couples taking birth control pills in general is a major, major shaila. The idea there are many B'nai Torah who challenged the whole notion of being involved in any way, shape, or form of what we would call today family planning, and that requires really atzas chacham. I think whatever side you fall on in regards to that question that touches on many, many, many different issues, which I'm not going to touch on today. Either way, there's no question. Mir Tzah Hashem, if you're zocha to teach Chasanim, and Mir Tzah Hashem, Baruch Hashem, we have a couple singles here. Mir Tzah Hashem, when you're going to be, those who are single who are going to be married in Mir Tzah Hashem, so there's no question that what needs to be emphasized is when a person decides to get married, that the decision to get married, its most central force must be the idea of building a Jewish home together. And so therefore, a couple that does that, doesn't have extraneous, very, very strong extraneous reasons to be taking a pill, shouldn't, because the goal of a Jewish marriage is to build a home together. I'm not an absolutist about this. There are instances where it would even be appropriate, in my opinion. But if I could just put it in crude, very strong terms, it's not about a guy and a girl, particularly I'm thinking of in Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, it's not a guy and a girl who want to live according to halacha and want to live together, start living together on campus. That's not at all. That's not at all what Jewish marriage is about. Jewish marriage is about building a home together. So building a home means building a family. Again, the details of that and the exceptions, v'chulei, that could be discussed, but that's something that needs to be emphasized. And if a couple don't have that clear in their mind, then there's something wrong. Then there's something that's really, really wrong in terms of their approach towards marriage. That's number one. Number two is there's always, with technology, there's always hofa'ot chadashot, there's always new phenomenon. And the new phenomenon that I've become aware of is that there, when I got married, people said that it was dangerous to stay on hormonal control, in which a woman's period wouldn't come for an extended period of time. There was a concern that it was dangerous. From what I understand, from the shilas that I'm getting, that seems like that's not a concern. That's not a concern anymore. So there's now been a I've noticed a little bit of a movement to create a phenomenon in which there would be a halachic permissibility constantly that a woman wouldn't be anita by just simply having the pills prevent her period from coming altogether. So this is an example of something that's technically mutter, unless you hold taking birth control pills are usur in general, but it's going to be technically mutter. And let's talk about a case where they did get a legitimate heter. By the way, bli neder, I never give a heter longer than 6 months. There's never reason to have, in my opinion, longer than 6 months, and to reassess in 6 months. There are medical issues, chas v'chalila, if there are medical issues, chas v'chalila, financial issues is sometimes a concern, although it's very, very interesting that, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, where people make a lot less money, they have less financial issues of having children. It's in America, they're already concerned about the $50,000 a year of school for first grade, so they're already feeling the crunch already at that time. So it becomes the teacher's fault. So, however you explain it, but at the end of the day, it's quite ironic. But there is something called financial strain, and financial strain can create emotional strain and can create issues of shalom bayis. I think it's sometimes used too often, but that definitely exists. So here you have a case of where a couple had got a heter. So then why do they even need to have her period come altogether? Let you could go, they go straight. So, Rabbosai, we didn't do a hashkafic introduction to Nida, and maybe there's a time that we should have a whole hashkafic introduction to Nida, which can be extremely profound. But at the end of the day, Rav Natan pointed out, you don't even have to go to modern Svarim. Look in the Hakdama, the Ravid already. The Ravid's Balei HaNefesh is a beautiful Hakdama to the role of Precious. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done is given us a tremendous gift in which he's put into our system of living. If we do it right, if we're not nevalim b'shus HaTorah, that we have a system in which we enjoy every part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, but we're also poresh. And not only is that beneficial in terms of becoming more religious and spiritual people, it's also beneficial in terms of bein adam le'ishto, that there's, I have no doubt that the fact that in general, religious couples have a lower divorce rate. So unfortunately, it's climbing, and it's getting closer to the general rate in the world. But I have no doubt that a part of it, there are thousands of pieces to it, but a significant amount, part of it, is the idea that there is a schachus in a marriage that's natural to when a woman goes to the mikvah, and when the couple is anticipating for a woman to go to the mikvah, and that's part of the magic of a Jewish marriage. And so this is a classic case in where you're using the halacha is there to help us, and we're trying to end run the halacha. I think Rav Shlomo Zalman, by the way, felt that way in regards to, for example, Maga Akum, in regards to Bishul. Yayim Mevushal today. Rav Shlomo Zalman felt, yeah, that's not what Yayim Mevushal means. Yayim Mevushal doesn't mean that technically it was Mevushal, and then you could drink with wine from Gentiles. They're just simply pasteurized the wine, and these wines are exactly the way it was once upon a time. Yayim Mevushal meant that Jews didn't drink wine with Goyim. And nowadays, Yayim Mevushal once upon a time was an entirely inferior wine. You never had a social event once upon a time of Yayim Mevushal. So one always has to be careful. What, you know, there are some people who are choshesh la'alacha for Rav Shlomo Zalman, and then even if you're not chosh for halacha, it sort of reminds us what's the spirit of Hilchos Kashrus? What's the spirit of the Yisur of Maga Akum? What was the spirit of the halacha of Bishul Akum? And that's something that we have to ask ourselves, particularly those who embrace advances in the technological world. We should always ask ourselves whether it's Latov. I think in the last 10, 15 years, there's been an awakening that not everything that's modern is, I think it was always this way, but I think there's been an awakening in the last 15 years that not everything that's modern is automatically good. So I think one has to be careful in that regard. And I think particularly there's this real, real danger that comes along with it. Okay, that was more than enough. Okay, let's pick up with the halacha. Yes, Josh.
Just to go back to what you were saying before, why is 6 months the you have time that you would give?
6 months is the time that I feel comfortable giving, is because I think on the one hand, anything as short as 2-3 months, I think is just things don't automatically change in 2-3 months. In 6 months, things might change. That's Aleph. And Beis is I want to remind the couple that this is not ideal. That this is a bidyeved situation. And so if you have to come back if you don't have to come back for 2 years, so then there isn't the thought for the next 2 years. If you have to come back every 6 months, let's reassess together every 6 months. So that's the cheshbon. By the way, totally unrelated but very much connected to this, is Shalom Bayis. Dahainu, a couple that's having issues with Shalom Bayis, and there are and that relates and somehow to fertility, this is a way for the Rav to be in touch with them and see how things are going on. If they're going to come back in 2 years from now, it could be by then it's too late. If you're checking in every 6 months, so then that has an advantage. Okay, let's begin. Kuf Pei Tes, Chaf Zayin. What we're going to be discussing today, we're going to be wrapping up. If I hadn't gone on for so long, then we definitely would have had class, quote unquote, class ending early. No one doesn't like that. So, but we'll probably still end a little bit earlier. We're wrapping up the Siyat Tishmai Kuf Pei Tes. The last topics of Kuf Pei Tes are the Dinim of Vestos for Tinokos and Meuberes. And Zakena. So let's begin. Says the Mechaber, Tinok shelo higia zman liros. If you have a child that hasn't begun to have her period, v'hiktana shelo higia l'mein urim, afilu v'yish shtei sairos, v'chein afilu higia l'mein urim imbatkua v'lo v'yish shtei sairos, hikovas veses kishar nashim. So even though most girls don't see a period, it's possible for her to see a period, and shelo b'koveh veses b'shal shriyas b'shar vestos u'barbo vestos b'aflogos el sheish hefresh b'ino l'gdola. So there's a distinction between a ktana and a gdola. Afal pi shuchzuka roa v'kovel of veses imposka shalosh onos b'inonos shem tishim yom. So here we have a unique halacha that's described in the Gemara on Daf Tesam and Beis, and that is that even a ktana that did see, if she stopped seeing, she could make herself a mesulekes damim. How? Imposka shalosh onos b'inonos shem tishim yom. If she stops for a cycle of 30 days, in other words, normally a woman sees approximately every 30 days, so she does it 90 days. So then she goes back that she doesn't have to worry about any of her vestas. What does it mean she doesn't have to worry about any of her vestas? That's gone. No chshashos. Vafilu, and this includes chazra liros bosan anashayis limuda. If she sees for 90 days and then she sees again on the 15th of the month, and she had had a vesis of seeing on the 15th of the month, liros ben eina chosheshes atche taksa v'tikvena sholosh pamim lefi she'eina bas damim. That's our term of misulekes damim. V'nizgala she'demeh rishon mikra haya. And it turns out what she had seen previously was just simply looked at as perchance. Rasa sholosh rios m'sholosh onus mechuvano shlo piyakov lo tira niskala. But if she does see, so then, in such a case, it turns out that it was a shinui veses. If it turns out that her dilug is consistent with what it was, nimtzu arba rios shalosh aflagos b'nei mitishim mitishim. That would be that if she saw 90 days later, then you could, and she started that process, so then in Echanami, she now has a Veses of 90 days. Avon Pichso, Asirish Lo Yerios Mechuvonos, Azievsha L'Rishon L'Tzarev, then seeing after 90 days is going to be insignificant. Vashatira, Abirios Mechuvonos, and Kovas Veses Laflogos. So the Seifa is really a technical Hosafa, but the main halacha that we see in regards to Tinokas is that she could become Misulekas Damim, seeing seeing for a cycle of not seeing for a cycle of 90. The Shach in Sifkatan Samach Vav, in Dibra Maskul Shalosh Onos Beinonis, just spells out a couple of obvious points. The Shach points out, what happens if she didn't stop seeing for a cycle of 90? What happens? Lafuke im lo paska shalosh onos beinonis, el shalosh onos ktanos, shalosh regil loros behen. So she didn't stop seeing for 90 days, but let's say she had previously seen for a cycle of 25 days. And now 25 days passed three times, in other words, 75 days. So then in such a case, you could also be oker, but in a different way. So if you're going to be oker of Vesas, a ketan is going to be oker of Vesas by three times passing Shansi, it's okeres. But she doesn't have the chazaka mesulekes damim. The nafgamina is, if she sees again on the 25th, in the case, let's say she's seeing on the 25th of the month, if she sees again on the 25th of the month, so then in such a case, she would have to be choshesh for that. And her vesas came back, just like a woman who is okeres her vesas. Fafilu lo rasa bosan onos, and even if she doesn't see on the 25th of the month, el shirasa pam achas, hoysa choshesh li riyasa, then she would have to be chosh for riyah, ola ona benis, kishar nashim. Masha enkein, that's the chiddush of 90 days. Once you have 90 days, then she becomes a mesulekes damim, and then if she sees again, you don't even have to worry about it. Because she still is Mesulekes Damim until she's Koveya Veses again. Masha'enki Shepaska Shalashon Beinus, De Ra'inu Shepaska Mimenu Ateva De Sharnashim, Azamrin De Rios Arishonos Hayim Mikrios. So then in such a case, we say everything that happened prior was Mikrios, and you don't need to worry about it at all. Okay, this is one discussion. The Shach just clarifies that the only time she's going to be Mesulekes Damim is if she sees for 90 days. And then we have one other issue that's connected to this, and that is the Taz in Sivkatan Mem Gimel discusses the following phenomena. The Taz discusses what happens if a Ketana sees three times, but she doesn't see in the time of her Onos that she had previously seen. In other words, what happens if you have a ketana that had a vesas of 25, and then she's oker it with 90 days, and now she doesn't see 25, now she sees 10, 15, and then 20. Or maybe let's not say 20, because that's a little too scary of the diluc there. She does 10, 15, and 17. So then in such a case, What would be her status? So it's a humongous taz. We're going to take the parts that's halacha lemaisa. Take a look at the taz ve'im hari'ios. In my edition, I would say it is 1/5 of the way down. Ve'im hari'ios, maybe even a little less, 1/6 or 1/7. Ve'im hari'ios she'achra avsaka heim b'derech she'efshe lasis ben veses kavua. Kigon she'ein arios mechuvanos b'shava, az al kalpanim mahani ha'shalosh rios she'tiyeh mechzekes dam ba'osasha v'dina kisha she'ein lo veses. So, we have a woman now who, if three vestos go by for 90 days, and she has a din mesulekes damim legamri. So, and what happens if she sees once? Nothing. You don't have to worry about it at all. What happens if she sees three times? So in Shulchan Aruch we learned, if she sees three times on her previous Veses, then you were Oker, the Mesulekes, and then it goes back to the original thing. But what happens if it's not on the original Veses? It's random. It's 10, 15, 17. Back inside the Taz. So the Taz says, so then you would say the following, that the Shalosh Re'ios would make give her a din of Isha She'en La Veses. That's the shita of the Taz. So the Taz is a chumrah, because the Taz says that the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is that the only time she goes back to uproots her mesulekes damim is if she sees on her veses. The Taz says not that way. The Nekudas HaKesef in Sifkat and Yud Aleph disagrees with the Taz, and he says the Taz's interpretation of a Rajba is incorrect. I'm sorry, he says the interpretation of the Rashi is correct, but when he says Ladina, that is not correct. He says, Eino nira li klal, dimkein heyach kosvo Rashi otor ha-mechav ha-ramah bestamah te'eino choshes l'vesh she'eino kavua klal. Simple reading that we had in all of the Shitos was that once you've done a akira of not of 90, then in such case you've been ochre the vessels legamri, and you don't have to be choshesh for anything at all. So the Nekudas HaKesef disagrees. However, the Pischei Tshuva, but not the Pischei Tshuva by us, the Pischei Tshuva in Kuf Pei Dalid Tes. Take a look at that. The Pischei Tshuva Kuf Pei Dalid Tes. We have in Kuf Pei Dalid Gimel, we have a similar halacha. Let's take a look and see the halacha in Gimel. Bamedvar Amurim Begdola, Alaktan Shlo Gile Mein Urim, Velo Via Simonim, Ein Sarach Lifar Samach Levesta, Kolz Mat Shlo Kavaso Shalosh Pamim, Vuadin Lezakena Shen Stalku Dameha. So there's no chiv to be par Samach Levesta, says the Pischei Tshuva, Mashma, Da Filu Rasa Harbe Pa'amim, Kolz Man Shlo Kavavesta, Seinu Chosheshes Klal. As long as she wasn't kovei ves, you don't have to be chosh at all. Va'ayim b'taz shadaito dimrasing l'pam af bishlonik v'veses mikomak choshesh kimin mukzekas liros mikudas hakesef cholik alav va'ayim b'sidri tar v'chavas das sheskimu l'taz. So the Pischei Tshuva says even though this is a machlokas between the taz and mikudas hakesef, the general consensus is to follow the shita of the taz. How does the badei shulchan zatzal paskin? So if you take a look. In Sif Katan Shin Aleph in the Badei Shulchan, so he said, he quotes the Taz, he quotes that there are those who disagree with the Taz, and then he says, V'chein kasu achron ledina. He says there are some who disagree. He quotes that that's the shita of the Nekudas HaKesef. But ultimately, he points out that the Sidrei Tara, the Chavis Das, all learn this way. And it is one of the cases where the Machmirim are very logical, but they don't fit neatly into the language of the Shulchan Aruch. Pasha of the Shulchan Aruch is that you're not choshesh at all, but it's very logical to say that once she's seen three times, that you're going to have to be choshesh for something. So that's this machlokas. Okay, this is not nogeya very much, for better and for worse. Why do I say for worse? One of the things I emphasize to the Torah Shraga boys, is that the world treats them as teenagers, and they treat themselves as teenagers, nogeya for the madrichim. The world treats them as teenagers, and they treat themselves as teenagers. And I said to them, Rabbi Akiva Eger was married when he was 14. I would imagine Rabbi Akiva Eger already had a couple of kids by their age. I said, you're fully grown men. You've been men for a few years now already. So once upon a time, this was a little bit more nogeya when girls were getting married at the age of 11, 12, and 13. I'm not advocating it at all, chas v'chalil, in this culture. But it was nogeya, and it is an important point to remember that our society, there have been papers not written by Torah observant Jews, by sociologists and so on, that adolescence keeps on getting longer and longer and longer. You compare even one phenomenon, difference between here in Eretz Yisrael and in America, amongst just use a secular barometer. In America, you have guys and girls going to undergrad for 3-4 years, and they're figuring out what their careers. In Israel, everybody chooses their career right out of high school, or right out of the army, one of the two. But the point is that we've Western society has elongated childhood. The truth is, Western society is infatuated with children. And childhood as well, and that might be part of it. But either way, it's a little bit of a different phenomenon today. Baruch Hashem, on the other hand, people are getting older and they're living longer. So because Baruch Hashem, people are getting older and living longer, so thankfully these halachos that we're about to learn about zakena are much more relevant. In Sif Chaf Ches, we have the following. So let's take a look at the Mechaber. V'chein zakena. So the same is going to apply to a zakena. She'avra alea shalosh onos, misha iskina, v'lo rasa, harezu misulek, ezdam, v'ena choshesh, ezlevesta arishon. So they don't have to be choshesh for a veses kavua. And so we have the halacha of zakena as well, that if she's avra leah shalosh shanos mishizkina, so then she's going to be fine. So that will be the same thing of onabenus. Now, what is the definition of a zakena? In other words, you need two things. You need her to be a zakena, and 90 days have passed for her. For her. So the Mechaber writes in Chavtes, Ezui Zekena, Kol, Shezkena, Kol Kach, she's so old, Sheruuya, Shekorin La Ima, I read it with the Rama, that people call her Ima Befanea, Machma Zeknusa, Feine Choshesha. So it's interesting, the term Ima means something entirely different today than it went once upon a time. The word Ima, once upon a time, meant an elderly woman. Okay, so what is that? What does it mean? Ima, and she's not Choshesh. What exactly is that? So the first thing we need to talk about is what do the words Eina Choshesh mean? So this goes back to a machlokis in the Gemara. On Daf Tes on the Beis in Maseches Nida, the Taz points out, Bebeis Yosef, maybe, the Taz is in Sifkat and Memvav, maybe Plukted, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Zera, Bebosha ve'Eina Makpedes. So, there are two criteria that the Gemara raises. One is a woman who's makpedes. What's a woman who's makpedes? Someone who says something. In other words, a woman who says, you're calling me a senior citizen? I'm not a senior citizen. So that would be makpedes. Bosha is she comes home to her husband and she says to her husband, you know what? They stood up for me in the bus today. In other words, that am I so old? Do I look so old? So that would be bosha, that she's embarrassed, but she's not makpedes. No, she doesn't object. So that's machlokis already. Reb Shmuel and Reb Bar Yitzchak and Reb Zera. So the Rambam pasuk command amar eina makpedes. The Rambam says that it's eina makpedes. In other words, the Rambam says that if she's bosha and eina makpedes, so then she's going to already be considered an elderly woman. Now, what would be Vinirli, let's continue on for a second. Vinirli midivra atur v'sholchan arach shekasvu eina chosheshes mashma dafka eina bosha memela lo mikri zekena elat shol tochush klal filu b'derek busha haino l'chumra shoz dafka mikri zekena. So we have a machlokas. Do we say that it reaches the point that she even embraces it, that she's an elderly person, or is it the point that she's not makpedes, but she still is? She still is Bosha. So, as the Taz points out, that the Chumra would be that to say not Bosha ve'ena makpedes, but afilu lo Bosha. So that's a machlokas. How does the Taz seem to paskin? The Taz seems to say only if she reaches the age of derech busha, in other words, an older age. Now, we still don't know what that age is, but that's this machlokas. So far, so good. Is that clear? Yes, Josh.
That age might never happen, though. Like, if a woman is in the mindset that she thinks she's young.
Right. So I think there are poskim that spell out is that it's not going to be subjective dependent on woman and woman, but it's woman to woman, but it's going to be dependent on, I mean, there are women who the most important thing in their life is to look young. So they're going to be in denial about that. But I don't think that's there are posts and point out. Yes, Natan?
Yeah, it's Rishon Lechem Shabbat. So it says here in the Gemara, he says it doesn't matter what her subjectively.
Right. La b'didot talim milsa. So it's not going to be. It's going to be something objective. So we're going to try in terms of paskening this. We're going to try to do that. If you take a look at the Gra, words added to the Gra. I don't know what the history behind it is, and it was added in the sense that. It's in a different font. In the Gra Mem Zayin, he says, Mashmos Haloshon. So the Gra says, the Shulchan Aruch, we said what the Taz Paskin, but what's the Mashmos of the Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch says, Eina Choshesheth. What does that mean? He says, She'ena Makpedes. She's Eina Choshesheth means that she's not Makpedes. V'lo Kitaz. That sounds like that she's not Makbid. So in other words, it would be something that she would be Bosha, but she wouldn't object. Eina Choshesheth. That's how the Gra. By the way, I could have read the word differently than the parentheses in the Gra. I could have read the word Eina Choshesheth, is that it doesn't bother her at all. She's not even Bosha. But it's a little bit unclear is Eina Chosheshes similar to Eina Makpedes, or is Eina Chosheshes a different thing? So the Gra assumes Eina Chosheshes means Eina Makpedes, and then he says, Kedivre HaMekel de Vestos to Rabban. And he says also, maybe we should be lenient and make it a lower age, because Vestos in general are de Rabbanan. Vameven Yavin, that's going to get involved with what does Vestos de Rabbanan mean? Does Vestos de Rabbanan mean Mamish de Rabbanan? By the way, in your Bechinas that I've almost entirely finished grading, Baruch Hashem, you all did very, very well, many of you gave the standard explanation of Vestos de Rabbanan, and I was looking for the alumnus of Vestos de Rabbanan, and I was looking for Shema Meis, Chayshinan, Shema Yomus, Lo Chayshinan. That's what I was looking for But either way, so that might be dependent on this. But coming back to the Torah Shlamim, so the Torah Shlamim in Sifkatan Nun Dalid also takes as Natan read it part of it. He reads different shitos, and he points out that there's Yerushalmi that's Beferish that says, like the Ma'an Damar Kol She'ena Makpedes, and he paskins against the Taz, and he also alludes to the idea that Vestos are Derabbanan. So the Torah Shlamim and the Gra are Makel, and they will set it at an earlier age, and we do have Vestos Derabbanan. What does this mean in terms of Halacha L'maisa as far as women today? This is commonly referred to as menopause. So if you take a look in the Shevet Alevi in Kuf Pei Tes, Gimel, he says a few things. He says, first of all, Ulamaisa, let's read over the whole piece. Ulamaisa nira de'ein anu de'ein b'kim b'zehayom l'kvo shir zekena, d'yesha kvar achrei sheish l'neched rishon ein makbidos. There's some people who are fine to be called, ima seems to be a grandmother. So they're fine to be called a grandmother already with their first grandchild. D'yesha makbidos achar kamenechadim. Then he points out the Medrash Eicha seems to say that there were women who already at age 26 had grandchildren. Again, if a girl gets married at 13 and her daughter gets married at 13, so then in theory she could have grandchildren at age 26. Skipping to Ube Metzias, Yesh Nashman Shedmei Mesulakim Begil 45, Yesh Rak Begil 55 Mesulakis Lagamri. Uder Kal Enesilik Bob Bas Achas on Tchil Ra Veses Kol Beis Chadashim, Achak Kol Gimel Chadashim, Vachakach Bevav Chadashim Achipos Lagamri, Veena Kizgena Bizman Hashas, Shehu Gil Shishim. He's referring, I think, to Mishnah and Avos that says that 60 is the gil of Zekena. The silu kadamim makdim ukeshua etzlam tofazu mistama zehu siluk damim. He says, in general, age 60 is defined, but that wouldn't be the definition of siluk damim. So it sounds like, according to the Shevet Alevi, that it's a little bit hard to pin down exactly the din of Bosha ve'ena makpedes, but he says that certainly once a woman has reached the age of 45, 55, then definitely there's a lot of room to say that that would have a din of mesulekes damim. He then goes on, he quotes Shal Suchubis Beis Shlomo that says that between 60 and 65, then in such a case, then certainly they have a din skena. But it sounds like, according to Rav Osner, that since it is already quite common for women by the age of 55 to no longer have a period, so then that would already qualify. So that is the machlokas. It would seem that by age 55, that a woman already passes 90 days without seeing, in such a case, that would qualify. So we'll sort of hedge our bets, if you will, that we'll take the age of 55. It's more makel than the Beis Shlomo, but at the same time, Rav Osner's later age, because it is common still for a woman to bleed within age 55, and combined with missing her onos, that would be the halacha. Okay. The Chochmas Adam has a beautiful sikum of these halachos, so let's take a look at the Chochmas Adam. In Lamed Zayin, Lamed Ches, we're just going to see Lamed Zayin first. Lamed Zayin Zekena, Shezikna kol kach shuruya likros la ima b'fanea machmas eknusa ve'enim boshet mizeh. V'kimen shizikena kol kach regila lahachdil liyos la ora kanashim. V'im avar la gimla onas b'ena shem tishim yom v'la rasa reze b'cheskos mislek l'stam v'enim choshesh ad l'vesta rishona. But you're only choshesh for the Veses HaRishon. So that is something that I didn't emphasize, and I should emphasize now. Let's stop the Chaye Adam where we are right now and continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's see what he's about to say. Let's see it first in the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mechaber in Sif Lamid, Chazra v'rasa dina kedin tinokesh logiyaz maneliros. If she continues to see, so then she has a din of tinokas, lamin aleph, chazra liros ba'onos ktanos shoyis lemuda liros roa behen, chazra l'kfiyas harishon. So if she returns to seeing like she saw earlier, so then she returns to kfiyas harishon, im ves haflag chazra kanmusa, im ti haflag k'mo shoyis lemuda tchila, v'mishara vestos afilu pam achas chazra kanmusa shoyin iskala, shadil garoi rishon losi l'kdomhi el mikra, So the Shulchan Aruch tells us that there is a stringency by a zakena that you don't have by a ktana. And that is that by a zakena, if she sees one time on her veses, then even though she had stopped for 90 full days, then the veses is reawakened. How's that different? That because when it came to ktana, you needed to see three times. Here she needs, just on her first day, then it is reawakened. So that is a difference between Zekena and Ketana. The Chochmas Adam brings this down, and he adds something else that's going to be relevant to what we saw previously. Vim avra la gimel ona benes, back into Lamed Zayin, shem tishin yom v'lo rasa, reza b'chaz mislek azdamim, v'ene choshesh zol v'esa rishona, Vafilu chazav rasa gimel pam ein roa ba'osan osh rasa kfar ein achosheshes ad shtikva laves kedim gimel pam. Aval im rasa ba'osan yom shiratim et chilin ves lachodesh pam achas, even one time, oba afloga. So then in such a case, harani niskala shaloysa b'chesem usulak istam el mikra haya, and you have to be choshesh. Okay. Here, I didn't see any position that says, like the lenient opinion that we had seen from the Nekudas HaKesef, that when it comes to a Zekena, if she sees three times for her erratically, whether anybody would say that you could be Mekel on the Vesas Eino Kavua. So let's say she had a Vesas for day 15, right? So what did we learn? We had a Machlokas. What happens if she sees 16, 18, and 19? Whether she has to be choshesh for those haflagas. So we saw that the opinion of the Taz is that she does, and that's how the Badei Shulchan Paskin, but the Shach was lenient in Nekudas HaKesef. I didn't come across anyone that would even say the Nekudas HaKesef's heter at all. Okay. We are going to skip Se'ifim Lamed Beis and Lamed Gimel. Sif Lamed Beis, and we are going to go to Sif Lamed Gimel. The last set of halachos are the halachos. Yes, Josh.
I apologize if this is already said. If the elderly woman had a Vesek Kavua before her 90 days, mm-hmm. and then establishes a new Vesek Kavua afterwards,
right.
Does it take just one setting to go back into the other one?
If it's the same one as that she had previously.
Right, but if it's a different one.
If it's a different one, then it will,
of course, then it wipes it out.
Then she needs to start again. She'll have to see it three times in order to be.
But once she establishes a new Vesek Kavua,
the other one's gone.
Okay.
Most definitely, like all women in such a case. Correct. Okay.
If it's true that Shulchan Aruch, like many said, Mashmos of Shulchan Aruch beforehand was against the Taz.
Right.
So here, if it was true that he wasn't lining up, so why would he say Dafka by the Din of in Rasa Panet?
Right.
It was Echon.
That's part of. Yes. That's part of what I was bothered by.
Right.
Nechon. Yeah, that's what. Yeah. I hear what you're saying. I need more literature on this. I didn't look around as much as I could. So if you find something, I'd definitely be interested. Okay. The last set of halachos are the din of vestals for a pregnant woman. Let's begin in Si'if Lamedalad in the tour. We'll start with the tour. I meant Lamed Gimel in the tour. Kosav Arashba.
I thought
the Chochmas Adam was Mefurish Machmer by Zakena. But he doesn't, no one is Miyash. Maybe we'll pick up with this afterwards, Natan, okay? Let's take a look at the tour, Lame Gimel, Kuf Pei Tes Lame Gimel. Kasav HaRajba, Me'uberes La'achar Shlosha Chadoshim, Li'iburo, Me'nika Kolesim Rabba Chodesh, Achaledes Vlad, Eina Kovas Veses. This halacha we discussed previously in Kuf Pei Dalet, a pregnant woman, after Mishahugah or Ubra, so then she can't be, she's not Koveh Veses, Afilu Meis HaVlad, this comes up, unfortunately, in the case of miscarriage, or happily, in the case of where the child is weaned. Notice, Chazal have a very long time for children nursing, 24 months. So then for 24, in our case, in our phenomenon today, most women don't nurse physically. Their body won't produce milk for that long. But in time of Chazal, Kanireh that did, which is a Raya of Nishtanu HaTvoim, that definitely exists. Nishtanu HaTvoim really exists. It's not a cop-out that people use to give an answer. Clearly, Nishtanu HaTvoim exists because women today don't nurse for 24 months in general. So with both of those cases, she's considered Mesulek Estam. Ukishem, says the Torah. She'ena kovas vesa b'me'evur b'me'nukasa kachin choshesh l'riyasa shetir b'osam azmanim. Okay, skip to Lamed Dalet. In the tour, Uber Mishahukar Abra Minika Kolasim Varbe Chodesh and Choshes Leves Harishna Feel Hayolam Veses Kavua. So this applies even if she had a Veses Kavua. Vikia Teochas Manza Ain Tzuchas Bidikus Mutaris LeBalein. So already this is different than the halachos of a woman who is the previous Misulakos Damim, a Naira and a Zkena. Here you don't need 90 days. So, moment in which she's hukar ubra, then it's gone. The vessels are gone. Vafilu shofas ros dam bosa onos, shahi lumudos luras ben, ein el mikra. Even if she bleeds at the same period, that's all considered a mikra. By the way, Rabosa, we have to stop over here and emphasize, some people get confused. A woman who is a muberis can become a nida. Now, some people say, oh, there's no shayla anymore because she doesn't have vessels anymore. Of course, if a woman bleeds from the uterus who's a muberis, she is a nida. But nevertheless, if she bleeds, it's not going to be part of Vesas. Avri mea ibar vanaka. So let's go now with to the case of being okerit. Choseres lachush levesar rishon. So automatically, the first opinion over here in the tour is she has to be choshesh for Vesas rishon. Ketzat hayol Vesas liyamim im limud liras rashi chadashim choshesh rashi chodesh rishon. So this is entirely different than Zakena and Naira. Because Zakena and Naira, they needed to reawaken the Vesas. When it comes to a pregnant woman, she just simply goes back to her previous vessels. Choshesh is a rosh chodesh rishon. She begas bav kol kiyotza. V'chein adin im hayla vessels haguf. That's the first sheet in the Torah. However, there are other sheetas. V'yesh gedol lehamorim shahoru lahakel she'ena chazar sevessa shetira pam achas uvba'osa vessa shayslan muderios b'tchilasa. The second opinion says no. She's got to see it on her vessels. In other words, a woman who has a Veses Kavua, became pregnant, then gives birth, finishes nursing, then if she sees on her Veses, so then in such a case, then you have to be Choshesh for the Veses as it was before. The first day holds, her Veses comes back automatically. The third day, let me repeat again, the second day is that she sees on her Veses, the third day is the Ramban. The end of the tour, Varamban Kosev, She'ena Choseres Ashatir Pam Achas, Mishatira Pam Achas, Choseres Lester Rishon, Filu Eina Robizman Vesta. The Ramban says that she needs to see, but only once, and it doesn't matter whether it's a Vestas. The Nafkumim, between the second and the third Pshat, is that the second Pshat holds that she had a Vestas on the 15th, then she needs to see on the 15th in order for it to be reawakened. The contrast to the first Shita, she automatically goes back to her Vestas. And the Shita of the Ramban is she has to see once, but doesn't have to see on the 15th. How do we paskin in Shulchan Aruch? Let's take a look. Mu beres siflam megil mu beres achas shoshen chadashen gura minuka kol chavdal chodesh achalei zavad enu kavas veses afilu mei zavad gom losher shadam mislekemen kol ibura kol chavdal chodesh umikol makom choshesh atzubi yeshetire kederech shechosheshes le veses sheena kavua. So she would have to be choshesh for her veses as she had previously. I did not write this on the notes, but in the Pischei Tshuva, in the outline, but the Pischei Tshuva in Sifkatan Lamed Aleph quotes a Sidrei Tara. The Sidrei Tara is of the opinion, Eina Tzricha Lachosh La'ona Beinanis Shal Osa Re'iyah. For some reason I forgot to write this on the notes, it's an interesting shita. The Sidrei Tara says that when you have a Me'uberes, you have to be choshish for the re'iyah, you don't have to be choshish for the ona beninus. Why? Just like a woman who has a veses kavua, she doesn't have to be choshish for an ona beninus of shinta riyasa. So too, this woman. Because this woman is essentially a mesulekes damim on all days. So just like a Vesas She'ena Vesas Kavua, she's Mesulekes Damim on all other days except Vesas Kavua. So this woman too is not going to have to be Choshesh for the Ona Beinanis. A very, very interesting Shita, and there's a lot of logic to this Shita. Okay. The Taz in Sifkata Memches points out that we have a difference that we just read between Me'uberes and Zekena and Na'ara, says the Taz Memches, Bazeh Chomur din Mu'uberes midin Zekena. In this way, Mu'uberes is more Chomur, Shebesif Chavches. Why? Because we said, Mikol Makom Choshesh Lu'iyah Shetiri Kedersh Choshesh Lvesa Shena Kavua. That when it comes to Mu'uberes, once a Mu'uberes sees, you have to be Choshesh for that. Because she's not the same level of Mesulekes Damim as the Zekena and as the Na'ara. So that we had a Taz who said that she needs to see three times in order to be Choshesh. That was the most Chomer. But here, after the first time, immediately we're going to have to be Choshesh. Okay. So that is Sif Lamegimel with the Taz's observation and the Pischei Tshuva. In Sif Lamedalid, we now get back to the 3 deos in the tour. When does she return for having to be Choshesh? So says the Shulchan Aruch, Mu'uberes mishuka rubar minika kol chavta aschosh ena choshesh l'vesa rishon afil hayu l'vesa kavua v'igia toch hazman zeh ena tzricha bedika umuteres l'baylo afilu shofas roz dambos ha'onosh ena l'mudos l'ros ben eno ela b'mikra. So even if she sees on her period it's a mikra, you don't have to be choshesh. Avru yimei ha'ibar v'anaka chazares l'achosh l'vesa rishon. But if the yimei ibar hanaka passes, then you have to be concerned for the vesa rishon. What does that mean? Keitzad hayla vesas liyamim in limuda rashi chadashim at rashi chadashim choshesh rosh chodesh rishon shipo gaspo. You have to be choshesh for that rosh chodesh once the time has passed. V'chein kol kayotze b'zeh v'chein adinim hayla vesa gufa zman yedua am hayu vesas haflaga yesh alachush ashetachzul liras. So how does the Torah paskin? The Shulchan Aruch paskin? The Shulchan Aruch paskins like the first day in the Torah, and that is that the moment in which she passed her, she gives birth, in the case of Mu'uberes, or Meinekes, she's concluded to be Meinekes, you have to be Choshesh for her Vestos. That is how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. However, the Shach points out that we did learn that there was a Ramban. He doesn't have the Chumrah of the Gedolei Hamorim that says, of the Gedolei Hamorim, who says that you have to see on the day of Reveses, but she has to see once, says the Shach. V'atur kasa maskanam shem Ramban, she'enu chazeres ha-shetir pa'amachas, shetir pa'amachas chazeres levesta. And the Shach likes this more lenient opinion. Says, "V'lo yadati lama hishmin hamechaber." The end of the shach and ayin hey daitam da rabim ninu. That's the majority opinion. V'gam das hatur nirakein va'oda v'vestos the rabbanan shomin lahakel. He says this is vestos the rabbanan, and therefore we should be makel. So it's interesting the lashon of the badei shulchan zatzal. If you take a look at the Bade Ashulchan in Shin Mem Ches. I think it's photocopied. Do we have it here? Bade Ashulchan Shin Mem Ches. Yeah, it's on the last page, right before the Chachmas Adam. Right on top of the page. V'yesh kasu d'hayni mili kishoy leves kodim shnis abra. M'hoyi leves she'ena kavua, kimon shnis abra paska d'mel, shuvein tzvicha lochush lo achar anaka. V'chein isha shirasa machos kitzu kimon pom kodim shnis abra, em tzvicha lochush vitz achar me anaka. Kimon shchashash akvita leves kavua. No. It's true that he's taking sides over here, but it's not exactly it, because this is... No. I think we could use this. Okay. He says, Amram yesh chol kol hazeh v'samim shagam l'vetzah sheinu kavua l'riya shay de kvitza tzricha lachush la'achar shav yimei yibura v'hanakasa v'nir l'achmer v'zeh. So this is a different issue. I'm sorry. I jumped to this Badei HaShulchan. I thought there's another Badei HaShulchan that discusses this as well. But the Shach, right? The Shach, I did not photocopy about the Shulchan about. So the Shach had said that the halacha is that you could be makel like the opinion of the Ramban. How do we paskin? So the Badei HaShulchan we don't have in front of us, but we have the Chachmas Adam. If you take a look at the Chachmas Adam in Lamed Tes, he says his father, and then the Vlamin Ches actually. He says, Over Zman HaIbur, second half of Vlamin Ches, V'anaka Choshesh's of Vesa Rishon, Kigon, Im Hoye Vesa Brosh Chodesh, Choshesh's of Rosh Chodesh, Rishon Shetifka, Uba Flog, Shetasa Vitir Pamachas, Choshesh's La Flog, Shetasa Gila Lahafli. V'das Rov Haposkim, Da Filu Vesa Chodesh, Shar Vesa, Eina Choshesh's Ad Shetir Pamachas. So the Chochmas Adam here, Paskins like the lenient opinion, or at least his lashon is das rov haposkim. What I was looking for from the Badei HaShulchan that we don't have in front of us, but I do have his language written down in front of me in my Shulchan Aruch, is the Badei HaShulchan writes kasha lahakel keneged das HaShulchan Aruch lamrod shekem pasku od haposkim. What the Chachmas Adam called rov haposkim. So here we have a machlokis in hachra between the Badei HaShulchan and the Chachmas Adam. As great and as much as we've been extolling the Badei HaShulchan, at the end of the day, the Posek Achron for us is the Chachmas Adam. So the Chachmas Adam is Makel, like the Shach, which is not uncommon, that the Chachmas Adam will be Makel against the Shulchan Aruch and will follow the Shach a lot. So this is a Machlokas Ada Yom HaZeh. The Badei HaShulchan holds that the Vesas Kavu you have to be Choshesh for, while the Chachmas Adam says that you don't. The other issue that I had started reading the Badei HaShulchan about was the Pesachei Teshuvah in Sifkatan Lamed Beis. In Lamed Beis, we have the following Shaila. We had said that if a woman see Avri Mea Iber V'Hanaka Choseres Lachush Leveses Harishon, you have to be Choshesh for the Veses Harishon. So the Noda B'Yehuda says the following. This that we learned that you have to be choshesh is only about vestos kavua. In other words, does Reuven have to remember what his wife's last vesa she'ena kavua was or not? So the Shulchan Aruch said lachush, the vesta rishon. So the Noda B'Yehuda is quoted in the Pesachei Teshuvah Lamed Beis that dafka levesa kavua choseres lachush, avol levesa she'ena kavua kimon shenis abru paska demel shuv ein tzricha lachush lo klal achar hanaka. So let's say she had a haflaga before of 25 days. So and she sees once. Now does she have to be poresh 25 days later, or do we say that it uprooted it? So Noda B'Yehuda says that one doesn't have to be choshesh. So I believe that was the Badei HaShulchan that I put over here. The Badei HaShulchan in Shin Mem Ches quotes that Shita. And then he says, Omnam Yesha Cholkim. This is the Badei HaShulchan, 8 lines from the top on the back page. He says, there are those who disagree. And he says, Givat Pinchas is Machmir. So the Badei HaShulchan was machmir. He claims that in his biurim that he proved why that's so. In Dibur HaMaskil Veston HaRishon on the top, he has an arichus over there. What's the pashas HaShulchan Aruch? Chozeros lachush leveston harishon. And the veston, so the Noda Behuda says that that's the real Vesas, not a Vesas She'ina Kavua. I don't know if it's out of ignorance or that it's from Halacha, but Kimdumani, that the Minhag HaOlam is to be Meikel like the Noda Behuda. I haven't heard of people remembering the last Vesas She'ina Kavua after they gave birth and after they nursed. My understanding was that most follow the Noda Behuda, but this is a Machlokes HaPoskim. So b'siyata d'shmaya tam v'nishlam. So we've concluded Simin Kuf Pei Tes, Baruch Hashem. So we will pick up with Mar Mekomos. If you want, I could already give you Mar Mekomos today. But we're going to be doing Kuf Pei Ches. Kuf Pei Ches are very practical halachos. The opening of Kuf Pei Ches are very practical. Dina Maris Dam. It's one sif, Maris Dam. And then other halachos that come up in regards to Re'ios, it does connect also to what we're doing in Maros. There'll be a lot of overlap. That will be B'siyata D'shmaya Kuf Pei Ches, and then we will go to Kuf Tzadi.